are listening to Shadowfax. I think that one's a Thousand Teardrop. That's one of my favorites from them. It was just about at the end. And this is Vocal Profiling Live with Sherry Edwards and Tall Blonde Ed. This is an online participation show in which you, the listener, call us and the computer listens to your voice and ta-da, we have a report and we tell you a bit about yourself. Sometimes we answer questions you didn't ask. So call us and we'll profile your voice right online. If you want to ask us a question, we've had questions like, my marriage is going to pot, what's wrong? Is this relationship going to work? Is this a job I need? I want to sell my house, what's going on here? So a lot of information. We've also posted some new reports. Heather, you on the line with us?
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Okay, what new reports have we posted this week?
Okay, well, currently, as we speak, I'm working on putting up Madonna. Pretty excited about that.
And that was a request. Somebody wanted to know if Madonna really was all the humanitarian that she seemed to be. So you'll be surprised about that. I just sent you another one on Ron Paul. I was shocked at what I found in Ron Paul's voice, so I'll be reading that to you. The numbers for VBS Late Night Vocal Profiling Live is toll-free in the U.S. 877-270-8714. Toll-free in Canada, 888-861-3519. Another alternative line, 530-413-4515. We will not be monitoring sound health because we're keeping that line open so we can do vocal prints. So a couple of announcements here. We are still feeling the avalanche of coast to coast and thousands. We're up to about 5,000 calls we need to return. We've tried to return a lot of them in emails. It's been a scramble, but we are going to answer all of you. We've hired new people, two more this week, three last week, trying to get to what's going on and trying to take care of it in our offices. Last week, we didn't get to Jay-Z Knight and Ramsa. Or Rosie. I think I left myself a note. I'm pretty sure we did Rosie last week, didn't we?
I think we touched on it a little bit, Sherry.
Pardon?
I think we touched on it a little bit, but we didn't get to do the whole thing.
Have you posted Rosie's?
Rosie's up there, yes.
Okay, you posted that chart. Well, we're going to talk a bit tonight about people's struggle to find themselves and to stand firm on who they are and move from that position to a position in being in the world and having strength with who you are. We're using a program online called InVoice, just the letter InVoice, and I designed this program. It was written by our programmer, but we want to look at how people can find out who they are. You've heard about The Secret. And it's create your own reality. But a lot of people don't know what their reality is, or they're stuck in a reality that they don't like and is not really their stuff, and they're not truthful with themselves. They don't feel like they can be exactly who they are. So that's where we want to come from with it. So let's look at what we were doing last week, and that was doing a comparison of Jay-Z Knight and Ramsa. Somebody asked, said, is Ramsa and Jay-Z Knight the same? Does their vocal print come out the same? And I didn't know the answer to that because Jay-Z Knight claims that this is not her personality. And in looking at the prints, she is right.
That's really interesting, Sherry. That was really fascinating that we can tell that by vocal prints. There's a lot of things we can tell by that.
Heather, I think you need to put this on hold and go to another phone. You're breaking up.
Okay.
All right. I found it incredibly interesting to find that Ramtha was all on the right side of the chart, and for those of you who've jumped on the site, you can look at these charts. The charts are actually posted, and they start with C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, and go right on through the line, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. And what this does when we put your voice into the computer, it begins to count the number of C's, the number of C-sharps. And through the last 20, 25 years, I have done research and found out that certain notes in your voice mean particular things. So we have been able to create a computer program that gives you an instant readout of what's going on two or three pages. And there are two things, two sentences only, that J.D. Knight and Ramtha share. One is, you don't tolerate those who repeat information they can't defend. The other is, discussions about people's motives are a source of inspiration. Now, when we read J.D. Knight, unlike Ramtha, there are missing notes in J.D. Knight's chart. Now, Ramtha didn't have any notes missing. And that's one of the things you want to look at in a political candidate, because when the notes are all even all the way across, you can more trust that person. Okay, there's a lot of energy manifest toward self-approval, showing this was a positive move for Jay-Z. Now, one of the things that we read was about, she was saying, I'm a heavy smoker and I was developing emphysema. Most women like to smoke. Most people that I know like to smoke. She was on Larry King's show about changing her reality from smoker to non-smoker just by thinking about it. So there's a void in the chart at F. May be understandable since this is Ramtha's strongest note. There's a strong physical manifestation based in the area of humanity, the crown chakra, and the circulatory system. And there is some issues for J.D. Knight on a small circulatory vessels like capillaries, veins. Her love of humanity comes from a grounded gut level. The circulatory issues that may be part of the old Jay-Z that smoked comes from a genetic perspective. There is an expectation that non-physical issues would be prominent, but that is not the case here, likely because Jay-Z is talking about quit smoking and moving her energy to another time and space. There is stress in the delivery of oxygen to the cells and the actual intake of oxygen. Heavy emphasis on words and the use of words to move people via expression and undertone is a strong point in the chart. There's a strong physical bond to humanity associated with the physical nurturing of the truth. Both Jay-Z and Ramtha share an intense view of truth, fairness, and justice. Jay-Z on a mental, lively level, Ramtha on the level of humanity. There is a balanced juxtaposition between the two when it comes to who said, I can't read them, between the two when it comes to who has had the most hits on their what is truth scale. Okay, Jay-Z, that's good, that's ordinary, that's a good person, highly evolved person. So here is Ramtha. Now, Ramtha has all the notes on all levels, and I was surprised at that. Very few people have that. The very plentiful note of F reveals an established plan and a call to action. Ramtha promises, every word that I say, I will manifest for you in your life. And the vocal print confirms that promise. Manifestation includes an approach to achievement and physical manifestation. A power of management of what you achieve is not included in the promise, but there is an expectation that what is achieved will be managed properly using a spiritual base. There is a humanitarian need for justice, truth, and fairness in the chart. There is no expectation that talking will achieve your goals. Much like Ramtha states, so be it indeed. The next level of evolution toward expectation is so be it in a separate word, deed, meaning so be it by the deeds that you do, whether those be mental, physical, or spiritual applications. Ramtha is a multitasker. Humanitarian issues are strong, dealing with justice, consideration for long-term and physical manifestation. Mental awareness is responsive, on all levels. Physical task is held at non-physical and crown chakra levels. Now, those fit, those people from the reputation I know, what is strange about it is that came from a computer. The computer analyzed the voice. So, nothing new. It helps you separate Ramtha from Jay-Z, but it's an incredible evaluation of how the two are blended and how they're totally separate at the same time. So those of you who want to discuss Ramtha and Jay-Z or have an opinion, you can call us. Those of you who want to have your voice done, you can call us, and we'll discuss it. And we're going to talk a little bit about each of those notes, what does C mean, what does C-sharp mean, and so forth. And you might want to get a paper and pencil around now, because this is going to be something you can take notes on. Heather, if they want to get this chart, can they get it on the www.nutrasounds.com?
Exactly, on NutraSounds. I don't know how well you can hear me. I'm having phone problems tonight, it seems. Can you hear me okay now, Sherry?
Yeah, it's better than the other phone, but you're still wobbling on me.
Okay.
But go ahead and just speak up. We'll go through it.
Yes, absolutely. The download, and there's a lot of information to be found on NutraSounds. So it's NutraSounds.com. And if they have any specific requests of information that they need, they can absolutely email me at heather@vocalprofiling.com. And Sherry actually did have a request tonight. I don't know if you can help them out with this, but you know how you were talking about smoking earlier with Jay-Z Knight?
Yes.
Okay, I got a request of if I could ask you if there's something specific in someone's body that they're lacking, and what would that be that makes them want to smoke and or have an addictive personality? Is that something that you could tell?
Well,
on the vocal prep?
It's two separate questions.
Okay.
The smoking, the noted E, is usually in stress. And a lot of the times, now not every time, but a lot of the times these are people who have issues with sulfur. And you can get sulfur through smoking cigarettes. There is an enzyme in smokers that is usually missing. And it's an A sharp, so you could go kind of play that A sharp music. But there's a very strong correlation between sensitivities to penicillin and smokers. And the sensitivity to penicillin is also sulfur based in a lot of the cases. So we're looking at somebody who's trying to get something from a Band-Aid approach. So the body knows from experience that it can get sulfur from a cigarette. Just like people who crave tomatoes or tomato juice or spaghetti-type foods, usually they're trying to get vitamin D. And there's usually a vitamin D deficiency in their family. A lot of times that's where the diabetes comes from. There's a vitamin D deficiency. Now, vitamin D is processed in the liver. That's the other question you asked me about an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just something the body craves, and we do have a frequency for cravings of sugar, beer, because that's a quick sugar fix. We look at addictions to cocaine and marijuana and that kind of thing, and it usually deals with the
liver.
Hello.
So I'm so sorry to break in, but I guess there's no other way to talk to you.
Oh, we didn't even know you were on the line. Are you a caller?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I tried calling
great.
Last week, and I blew the whole hour trying to get through.
Oh, well, we're sorry about that, and we'll certainly do.
Oh, that's okay. You're very popular, huh?
Well, give me your name, and you can make a fake one if you'd like.
My name is Patricia. And I can make a what?
R-I-C-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, and a date of birth, and you can make that up, too.
Oh, well, it's 3-28-51.
Okay, and what do you want to talk about? Well, if you don't mind, it seems from your webpage that you don't really get into cancer, but I'm trying to treat my own breast cancer, and I'm wondering if you could tell me anything about where I am in the process. Sometimes
okay.
I just
you'll have
I
high,
think I'm,
we haven't done your voice yet, but you'll
okay.
have high C sharp if it's ammonia-based, and a lot of breast cancer is ammonia-based.
Ammonia?
Ammonia. And we look for two things with cancer. There's a high vitamin A and an inability to use it, and that is right between C sharp and D, and catalase. I don't remember what catalase's frequency is, but it is an enzyme. I'm going to look it up before we do your voice. But that seems to be consistent, and then it branches out into different areas depending on TTAL. And I'm just looking on a computer program that we wrote about it. I need to see what node it is. Okay. It is an A-sharp. So when we do your voice, we're going to look for the low catalase or low A-sharp, high C-sharp, and high C-sharp D. So let me do this.
Maybe I should notice that are these notes that I should try to incorporate in my life?
I'm just telling you what we might find in your voice.
Okay.
I'm going to push a button, and you're going to go from being in my ear here to shooting you into the computer. So you're going to go for 500 hits. Just start talking about the breast cancer or whatever you want to talk about in your life. And I'll give you a go, and it's going to take a couple of minutes, so you just keep going, okay, until I come back on the line. You ready?
Okay. Well, I guess
okay, go.
Okay. Well, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer a couple of years now. I've been trying to do my own treatments. I've had lots of encouragement from wonderful dear friends and family and lots of people thinking that I'm a total idiot, and I sometimes feel very, very good, sometimes feel very uncertain, actually often very uncertain. It's been an incredible journey. You find out who your friends really are and who your family really is. I've been blessed enough to be able to stay home and dwell in my garden with my animals, but I've also hit a rough patch just recently where the forest that
Patricia, are you there?
Yes.
I'm going to stop the recording because I am getting such odd results. We'll try again. I'll interpret this one. But we're getting really odd results. There's a great deal of stress in the note of G. And G deals with minerals and the use of minerals in the system. I haven't seen that associated with breast cancer. So I am going to try again here and see if maybe my equipment is a little bizarre. I will keep this one and just open another one and see what's going on with it.
Should I just keep dabbling?
yeah, that's kind of a good way to put it.
Okay.
Start now.
Okay. Well, minerals. Well, I live in New Mexico, which is kind of a very, very rich in minerals. I'm not sure if they're all good or all bad. Some are not so hot. Uranium and things like that are in the air everywhere. And also, I had just begun telling my tale of woe for my forest here. There's some very bizarre notion that it's more important to cut down trees than save them. For some reason, they're cutting down very beautiful, healthy trees all around me, which has been highly stressful and making me feel that I'm going backwards quickly in my own self-treatment here and going actually a little bit crazy. Other than that, it's springtime and we have blessed rain, which is rare enough here in New Mexico. And so my garden looks pretty good for the time being.
Okay. We got a good time, so I feel more comfortable about that.
Okay.
You have a split chart, and you do have stress in ammonia and vitamin A. It's way too small, which is kind of backwards from what we usually see. So there's not a lot of vitamin A there, and we're also looking at some stress with ACTH. So the adrenals are stressed. There's a big void in the middle of your chart from oxygen through kidneys, through use of minerals. There's good management of the resources that you have, but catalase is like off the chart high. It's your highest note.
Catalase.
So your body's working really hard to counteract this. I would like you to send us a print so we can look at it more closely. I'm not sure if we have practitioners in New Mexico. Yes, we do. We have a practitioner near Santa Fe, so we can give you a reference to her, and she can help you either send us a chart or do the work herself. So you could get in touch with the offices or through Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, at Focal Profiling, and Heather will see that you get connected with this practitioner. Her name is Elise. I'm going to go ahead and save your file.
Okay.
As Patricia on the show. And I will send that to Heather so she can get
your
copy.
This is Heather at
VocalProfiling.com.
Wow, that would be wonderful.
In front of me here is it's important to you that spirituality be a part of your everyday life.
Yeah.
You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Is this you?
Oh, yeah. Although I utter my own thoughtless words now and again, too.
Your highest note is associated with the expression of your internal perspective of service to self versus humanitarian need. The spirit of your inner core of your being resides with your highest note. It is hard for you to observe a lack of fair behavior and treatment toward others.
Yes.
Your sense of intellectual justice is strong, so you don't always make your position public.
Mm-hmm.
You seek guidance from many sources, both inside and outside yourself. Sometimes this is repeating itself several times about your spirituality and how important that is.
Huh.
You tend to teach by setting a good example. You like to contemplate an issue before you speak up. You're reluctant to take the lead. You have good ideas, but are sometimes reluctant to speak up. You like the idea of leadership, but not all the work that's involved. Trust and take time to get hurt. I hear you snickering in the background. Why are you snickering here?
The leadership. That's right on the button. Yeah.
You trust until you get hurt. And making people earn your trust is more logical.
Yeah.
And since you don't always take the spiritual time for your life, and there needs to be a balance between physical and spiritual. You know, this idea of creating your own reality, seeing yourself whole and healthy. We want to stay in touch with you. You like to improve what you see, hear, feel, think, and read about. You can easily read between the lines. You can sometimes get angry without knowing all the facts. Your self-power will increase when you begin to demand equal treatment. Your desire to help others can override your ability to help yourself. So you do a lot for other people, don't you?
Well, I have until this past year. I've been kind of a homebody just trying to deal with this disease. But I think part of the reason I got sick was just overdoing everything. And often I have a hard time saying no when somebody asks for help or assistance.
You look at your numbers in your chart. Yeah, you can move some things around. Move it on. This is a graph that comes with the invoice program. And we should look at your nutrition, too. There are a lot of hormonal issues going on here. Hormones that you shouldn't have, you have. You need to look at that. I'm looking at the numbers. There's a big gap in oxygenation. to the cell and a big gap in the use of minerals. So we'll try to figure out what those are. It says you have a connection to spirit through your heart. I don't know if that's where you feel stuff, but that's where it comes through. And your intellect, this is odd, your intellect is all in the area of spirit and humanitarian. And your self stuff is all in C sharp and D, which is like ammonia. Now, you could use asparagus. You like asparagus?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And it helps detoxify ammonia. But we really want to look at what else is going on in your body, because you use asparagus and sulfur, pepsin and papain, sort of detoxify the body. And there's some good, good programs out there for detoxification. So have you been doing any of that?
I have been, but the treatment I'm using is it's called botanical surgery, and it's heavy, heavy duty, so it's probably flooding my system with who knows what.
Well, I need to know more about that, too. I've never heard of that system.
It's amazing, really. They call it, morbidly fascinating. I'm pulling tumors out of my own body.
Where are they coming out?
It's intense.
They're coming out your skin, or
mm-hmm.
how are they coming out of the body?
Well, it's called ascaric. You create an opening right over the tumor site, and it pulls morbid and cancerous material through your bloodstream out just one exit. And you can only do one exit, so you don't confuse your body, because it's very heavy duty, and it sends all its resources to this process.
And
it's exhausting and it's painful and it's crazy, but I can't stop now. I'm in the middle of it.
You have to cut yourself to do this?
No, it burns a hole right into your system. I think that's what ascaric means.
Can you send us some information about that? Send it to our class website. It's class@vocalprofileinc.com.
Is that all one word? Vocal profiling?
Yes, vocalprofileinc.com.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Do you have any other questions you'd like to ask?
Oh, I don't want to take all your time, but I think this is just really fascinating, and I thank you so much for your time and your energy and your show and just all your information. It's pretty stunning stuff sometimes.
We'd like to follow you along and see how you're doing.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you if you can help me.
That would be great.
Okay.
Your case will help us gather data for other people.
Hopefully that's part of the plan, huh?
Well, we can look at cancer a couple of years before it begins to manifest. And I don't know if I can remember them all, but we see it from genetic, from toxins.
Yeah.
From the Krebs cycle, and you do have a bit of issue with the Krebs cycle. You have stress in what's called NAD, nicotinic adenosine diphosphate, and it runs the Krebs cycle of the body. It's just the energy cycle, so that's what I want to explore a little more. So you can take niacin to help kick that in. You can take NAD, which is or NADP or NADPH, it's a liver enzyme, and you can buy it at the health food store, and it sort of kicks that Krebs cycle. You've got enough vitamin C, it'll kick it in and just start flushing and giving a lot of fire to the cells in the body. So we're trying to collect the data on the different kinds of cancer, and this is a really unusual thing that you're doing, so I would like to...
I know, I can It's a, it's a process.
Okay,
start something like this, you have to give it your whole heart. You can't really stop in the middle. And especially now, even if I wanted to, which I never did, I can't do chemo, I can't mix them. And I'm just totally opposed to radiation as well.
We had a doctor who worked with us, and he was a radiation oncologist. And he quit because he said, "Only I'm just making people sicker."
Yeah.
The medical system doesn't know how to deal with this.
I believe that totally.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I said before I don't want to take all your time, but I will stay in touch with you, and hopefully we'll talk more soon.
That would be great. Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, thank you so much, and all of you there at CBS.
We'll talk later.
Okay. Blessings. Bye-bye.
We better check and see if we have another caller on the line. And callers, when you call in, just say, "Sherry, I'm here," and so I'll finish my thought, and then I'll jump back to you, the caller, because this show is for you, the callers, you, the audience. We have a profile on Madonna, and I think it's appropriate to read it now.
I've got that up now, Sherry. I apologize for not talking very much, but I've got a staticky connection here. But it is up right now.
Madonna's up?
It is.
Okay. How can they get Madonna?
Okay. If you go to your link on bbsradio.com and you click on the show info, that'll take you there about halfway down the page to Madonna. And I found it pretty interesting about her issues with self-approval.
I found that to be fascinating, but I'm going to read a little bit about it here in a second. What Heather says is you go to bbsradio.com and you punch on the second pink button from the left for late night BBS. And we're on Monday at, I think it's listed at 5:30 Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And go down on Monday, and there we are, the very first one, and just look at show information. Don has also posted some of these profiles on Vocal Impressions on the first page. It's in the second little section. He's posted that because we're going to be posting some political candidates. Who's telling the truth and who isn't? So you can read each one of these. There's a shortened version, and then there's a link to a longer version. Okay, for Madonna, the subject and topic, she was on Larry King Live, I believe, and why she accepted to do a voiceover acting job for the animated movie Arthur and the Invisible. She was late for the interview, and she apologized, and that's the part that we recorded. Okay. This chart exhibits lots of self-approval and activities associated with self-approval, in addition to the highest note, which exhibits lots of physical processing and activity. Nothing new there, but remember, the computer generated this. The strength of this chart is getting it done, whatever it is. What is being done is done for self-approval, usually from someone on the outside. I was surprised at that. I thought that Madonna had a lot of internal approval. There is very little actual humanitarian activity in this chart, but the issues being discussed were not humanitarian in nature. Even though somebody asked us to do this and to see if Madonna was really all that real in adopting this child. Now, we didn't find any recording of that, but if somebody has a recording, they could send it to us and we could reevaluate. Again, sending it to Heather at vocalprofiling.com, or go to the website www.nutrasounds.com. Okay, to go on with the chart. There is balance between what is being done and how that action will bring self-approval. There is only a small amount of self-approval from inside, from the heart. The ability to use biochemical resources wisely is unbalanced. Her apology did not come from the heart, but from the intellect. And Heather, I see a typo there. The ability to use biochemical resources. So if you could go ahead
and
correct that, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. We wanted to talk a little bit. Let's check and see if we have a caller. Any caller on the line? Okay, we'll go on then. We want to talk a little bit about what each of these notes mean. We want to talk a bit about self-approval and where it comes from. Self-approval about who you are That's really what the invoice is. It tells you who you are. And anybody can read Madonna's chart and, okay, so what? We all know Madonna's that way. But remember, this is a computer program spitting this out. When we look at ourselves and get to our bare bones, who we really are, and we talked about this before, that you pretend that you're on a new planet all by yourself, you have this great big machine, and you can type up anybody, anything that you want, and if you don't want them to be there, you can unplug them, and you can erase their memory. What would you really like to do? Would you really be a pervert and do some weird thing? Have you always had this urge to rob a bank? Would you play that out? What is your heart, your soul, your mind, your body's desire? So playing this little exercise sometimes helps find out who you really are and what you want. And when you can stand tall, wherever you are, in your job, in your family, and honor them with who you really are at your core, two things will happen. Those people who were not supportive of you in the first place will fall away because you are a new person and you are not play-acting the part that they needed you to be. The other is that you would become strong in who you are because you are living an authentic life. And a lot of people don't know how to do this. When that happens, you become free. You don't have to lie to people. You can be exactly who you are because every time you tell a lie, it stresses your body. And why would somebody else's opinion of you be worth you stressing your body? So that's one of the things. All of us lie. Lawyers play that game of you ever lied, whatever. We lie to protect people. We lie to protect our reputation. People know when their children lie. They don't know much what to do about it. But I don't know that children would learn to lie if we didn't teach them that, although some animals lie. There are birds that lie to protect their young. They pretend they're hurt over here so that nobody will go near the nest. That's just one example of an animal. There's a gorilla called Coco, and she began to lie. The more she was around humans, the more she began to lie. And I don't think, it's my personal opinion, I don't think somebody can be authentic and be who they really are if they have to put up a facade. And I think that is the first thing that people need to start with to be authentic. And even if you just tell the truth for 5 minutes a day and then 10 minutes a day, because we can't do this all at once. Our world would fall apart if everyone told the truth. Divorces, the courts, the government, the Senate, the president. It would all fall apart if everybody had to tell the truth. But don't we think of that as an ideal world? That is so contradictory. Heather, you've got two boys. Do they lie to you?
My little one a little bit more than the older one, yeah.
So the little one that lies to you more than the older one, why do you think he fibs?
For attention a lot of the times.
You mean he makes up whoppers like there's a dragon in the yard?
Pretty much in his closet.
Dragons in his closet?
Monsters in the closet.
Monsters?
Or snakes.
Oh.
That was a good one. Snakes under the bed.
Snakes?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to go check everything.
Exactly.
So for attention.
And he thinks it's funny, too.
Pardon?
He thinks it's funny.
Well, that you go check for snakes?
Uh-huh. He's like, I told you.
We had a snake under the stove once. I saw it move under it. I told my husband, and he said, are you sure? am I that dumb that I would make up a story that there's a snake under the stove? So we live in the woods, so that's okay. But
yeah.
Sometimes people are mistaken when they lie. So sometimes for mistake, you said approval, attention, not to get into trouble.
For acceptance, I think sometimes people lie.
Acceptance, okay, that's a good one.
let's just keep making a list here so people can call in and talk to us about it.
I think about it to protect other people's feelings.
Okay, how do you feel when someone lies to you?
I guess it depends on the lie.
Okay, if somebody said they really liked you and then you found out that was just a big fat whopper, they were just there to take advantage of you, how do you feel?
Extremely betrayed. And hurt. Yeah.
Okay. So we can lie about little things about snakes in the closet, but not about caring about people.
You could tell me I look great today, and even if it was a lie, I'd still think that was okay.
Okay. What category would we put that in? Is that the approval category?
I think approval, yes.
Or just making somebody feel good?
Flattery, yes.
So being supportive.
Yeah.
That might be a reason to lie. How about on a job application? Is it okay to lie?
I don't think so. I think that's kind of serious issues there if you have to lie on a job application.
Where else would it be approved of to lie?
I think some politicians think it's okay to stretch the truth a little bit.
Okay. So do you think a slant is a lie?
I think a spin could be almost a lie, but technically not.
How about commercials? You will be better off if you wear this deodorant, drive that car, and wear these jeans.
The power of the media.
Yeah, they think that we're going to swallow this stuff about being sexier if we use this toothpaste.
Right.
And it works. People run out and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We are so used to, from some place deep in our soul, that what people tell us is the truth, we just swallow this stuff. And sometimes we know people are lying and we don't know how. You know, someday we're going to do a show on here to show how people are lying, because you really can tell when people are lying, even though they know this trick of modulation of their voice, because your voice has no ups and downs in it. I mean, I really exaggerated there. But when people are lying, the modulation goes out of their voice.
Yeah, what's the commercial you always talk about where the person is apparently, obviously lying? An infomercial?
Well, there's a new one. This lady trying to sell you gold coins and how they're going to go up in value, only up in value, and it's wonderful to have gold because your government's going down.
Oh.
And paper money is no good.
Wow.
And how gold is not subject to inflation. According to the computer, she's fibbing.
Wow.
I'm not allowed to say she's a liar.
Right.
The computer is certainly indicating it, though. She's the new one, that's one. I've found several new ones. I've recorded them. We're going to put them up on the website. Like, can you tell, there's 10 people here, which one of these are lying, and we'll just do a little contest.
And we'll do a poll. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can put that out. But eventually, we're going to go on through all of the 12 notes. We thought we might give you CMC Sharp today. C is the color red, usually, for left-brain people. And C is self-power. It's an Aries kind of a field, if we have any astrologists out there. And it just means somebody that moves ahead from a physical perspective. And you have to see what else it's combined with. But if they have only a high note of C, they think they're right and everybody else is wrong. And even when they do something stupid and you call them on them, they just say, that's not real. That didn't happen. It's kind of like their reality is all there is, and they're not even going to talk to you about it, especially when you move into C-sharp. And in the Taurus area, people can get like that. C-sharp deals with the circulation of digestion, where C deals with gross circulation, aorta, all the big vessels, the heart. It's combined with the kidneys, and Chinese medicine. So to see by way of emotions is all your self-power and your ability to be self-directed. Now, if it's very high, you have a lot of that, and if it's very low, you don't have much of it at all. So you can look at your own notes. And you can go to Amazon and buy something called a Korg, K-O-R-G, and it's a tuner. I'm not sure what the number is on it, but it's about $20, $19.95, I believe. And you can just look at your own voice and see what these notes are. Are they high? Do they appear a lot? Do they never appear? And you can go ahead and figure out your own voice. Now, in this chart I'm looking at in front of me is right on www.nutrasounds.com. So it's there for you. And the interpretation of each note are there for you. We're also going to post a musical list of music in certain notes. So you'll be able to get that there also. C-sharp is also tendons and ligaments. It's the lining of stomach and the bowel. So if C-sharp is in stress, you're not absorbing well, probably. C and C-sharp together is women's hormone. C-sharp has a lot to do with endometriosis. And if you are a C-sharp-based person, you're a Taurus, you're secretly hard on yourself. You try to be hard on you first, and you're hard on others, trying to make them better. They sometimes don't understand that. They can be very defensively sarcastic, and one of the things they do drives me crazy. When you ask them a question, they'll ask you a question back, or why do you need to know that? It's because they're biding their time and trying to see possibly how, why you're asking them something and how not to get in trouble by talking to you. So you have to learn how to talk to these C-sharp and C people. I remember asking my husband once, we had a flat tire and he stopped to change it at a local Firestone and they didn't have time to do it, so he was friends with the guys and he was just doing it. And I said, how long is it going to take you to do that? Because my idea was I was going to run across the street to the mall. And he just grouched at me. I'll get it done when I get it done. And da 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 da. And I thought, oh, goodness. He didn't know where I was coming from. I have to go back and ask him again in a different way. So I said, I'd like to go over to the mall. Do you think I'd have time enough to run over there while you're getting this done? He said, oh, sure, I'll only be a couple minutes. I was like, whoa, learning to talk to these people who are C and C-sharp. C-sharp has a lot of self-approval, but it's from the perspective of someone else. And C has a lot of self-approval, usually from the inside. But they usually think they're more important than everybody else. So those are the first two notes. We'll go ahead and do more notes as we go along. We only have a few minutes left, and I absolutely want to get Ron Paul in. I was so struck by his chart. And, you know, I've heard about Ron Paul from our attorney and friends, and I really haven't listened to him. I don't know a lot about him. I've heard a little bit about him on NPR yesterday. They were talking about how the public, the people, are taking up to him and really caring what he's like. So it's no wonder when you look at his chart, and when we post it, you're just going to be amazed. I didn't believe it, and so I ran two. I ran the first part of a speech he had, and then I ran the last half, and it came out pretty nearly the same. Justice is the number one issue in this chart. Justice. That's what we all want. And I think that's why we have a problem with people lying to us, like all these government officials, because we feel betrayed. And not a very few of them we ever think is out for justice. But by 2-1, justice is the number one issue in this chart. Second is planning. Third is self-approval, with more than a dash of humanitarianism. Missing from this chart is a need for physical gratification and the manipulation of others. Boy, doesn't that sound like somebody you'd want to be married to? I ran the chart twice because I could not believe the outcome. It was nearly the same. The second second file was longer and included solutions. True to his voice print, he is strong on action and words, and it is obvious that he's willing to carry out his plans through to the end, to fruition, for the benefit of all concerned. He doesn't know how he will manage that, but he strongly feels that he can do the job. You want a president like that, Heather?
I think that sounds really nice. I think that would be a nice change, my own personal opinion.
What do you think is going to happen when we compare it to the other candidates? Have you listened to any of them?
A bit. I've been starting to pay a little bit more attention here as we go along. I don't know enough about Ron Paul, although I certainly will find out more about him now.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him. That's the kind of president I'd like.
Absolutely.
Even though I didn't know that until today. We got to go. Boy, that went quick, didn't it?
It sure did.
Okay, guys, write to us. Heather has a class list scheduled. Class list. She has a list of classes scheduled for you. They're free. They're an hour.
Our next demo class is next Wednesday, Sherry.
The next demo is next Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. Get in touch with Heather. We're going to give you some options to all this insurance and pharmacy baloney that's going on. Until next week. Thank you.